The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today, it is great to speak with you. I have been doing a lot of work in the last 24 hours on stories that people didn't see clearly because we've been so fixated on the Republican and Democratic presidential contest between President Trump and President-elect Biden. We have been focused in on that and the challenges to it and the controversy surrounding it and, of course, Georgia. And before I go any further to my Georgia affiliates, you must register by December 7th. The country depends upon these two Senate elections. It will go way left if John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock win. It will stay steady Eddie in the middle if David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win re-election. Now, Senator Perdue and Senator Loeffler are favored because Georgia is traditionally a red state. But until the recount comes in, we believe President-elect Biden won it. The recount is proceeding. They found 2,600 ballots yesterday, so I'm very glad they're redoing the recount. But 2,600 ain't 12,000, and so it's now a 10,000-vote race as opposed to a 12,000-vote race. But it's still heavily favored to stay in the Biden column. I don't know if those votes will affect David Perdue and whether he got to 50%. I doubt it. I think Senator Perdue and Senator Loeffler both have to fight off John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. To everyone in Georgia, Democrat and Republican, Independent, you're just a plaything of Chuck Schumer. They think of you like they're the kitten and you're the ball of string. Here's Chuck Schumer talking about Georgia cut number one.
Now we take Georgia and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia and then we change America.
That's what they're going to do to you, Georgia. Here's John Ossoff, the lefty who makes AOC look like a PhD from Oxford, cut number two.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough, absolutely enough, of what we are getting from Donald Trump and his fellow travelers right now.
Trust fund socialist and child wonder John Ossoff. I don't think he's going to beat David Perdue, but he wants to. On the other side, up against Kelly Loeffler, is a radical. I mean, genuinely a radical. Here is Raphael Warnock in the pulpit. He's a great preacher, by the way, but he preaches a gospel with which I am not familiar. Cut number three.
And if it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display this season. How is it that you can insult everybody? All Muslims, something other than children of God, call Mexicans murderers and rapists, insult the disabled. How is it you can insult everybody, but then one weekend somebody discovers in the recording that you insult those whose daughters and wives look like those who have been supporting you, and then all of a sudden we can't take it anymore. Gotta repent for the worship of whiteness.
I just don't believe Raphael Warnock represents the majority in Georgia. We will see. You have to register by December 7th. You have to vote on or before January 5th, Georgia. The biggest story that has not been covered is redistricting, and I'll explain it to you right now. Every 10 years, the census is taken by order of the Constitution. The 435 House seats are first allocated, one to a state, and then proportionally based on population. So Wyoming gets one, Rhode Island gets one, and then, you know, California gets, I don't know, 49, 52, something like that. I haven't checked recently what the new number is going to be. It has 55 now, but I don't know what it's going to be under the 2020 census. I don't know that we've got the numbers yet. And then each state draws up based upon its allocation of House seats and the number of state representatives and senators that it has. They draw up maps for the districts that those individuals represent. There are congressional maps and there are state legislature maps. And those are done by constitutional direction by the state legislatures. Now, the state legislatures may also require the governor to sign off on them. Or some states have elected to go to independent commissions, which I don't believe are constitutional, but which have thus far survived constitutional challenge. But there's a mix of this. 2 years ago, led by, quote, former Attorney General Eric Holder, close quote. I should have put lead in quote because he didn't do a very good job. Democrats set out to flip state legislative chambers. And at the end of the day, over at my Twitter account and Parler account, you will find an article from the Association of Equipment Managers, AEM, the status quo remains, state legislative election results. And it gives you the 2021 state legislature makeup. And the much anticipated blue wave did not arrive. In fact, the Republicans picked up two chambers. The Senate, the Republicans now control the congressional district lines for 181 districts compared to 76 districts controlled by the Democrats. Got it? That is where in the purely partisan states, Republicans have 181 districts to draw. Democrats have 76 districts to draw. And you should note that they did not win a single legislative chamber. In fact, they lost two legislative chambers. They went backwards. And thus, for the only places where Democrats control redistricting are Virginia, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Illinois, New York, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland. They do not control it in Virginia and California and Arizona because of redistricting commissions. Those are in place there. So Virginia just voted that in. The Virginia Democrats finally got control of the state house in the last elections, and they just voted away the ability to redistrict. So who knows what's going to happen in those three states, because the commissions typically are manipulated by Democrats, but they have a little more shame when it comes to partisan redistricting. They're not supposed to be partisan redistricting, whereas all the other states are supposed to be partisan redistricting. I believe in partisan redistricting, provided it is one person, one vote, and there is no unconstitutional use of race in the drawing of the lines. You can draw lines with R&D. You can draw lines using past voting patterns. You can draw lines based upon top of the ticket. You can draw lines based on likely outcome. You cannot draw lines based upon race, ethnicity, religion, the three prohibited big citizenship, the three big alienage, not citizenship, excuse me. Those are unconstitutional considerations when you are drawing maps. But you can certainly say, I want to put all the Republicans I can into power. And that's going to happen in 29 states and 181 districts. So the Republicans are well on their way. And even where the Democrats control, they have to allow for Republicans, just like the Republicans have to in Ohio, crowd all the Democrats into one district. You know, they can get them down to two districts, I think, in Ohio this year. I don't know if Tim Ryan's going to survive. He's got to be looking at that redistricting process and saying, oh, my goodness. Pennsylvania, they got to do over from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. That's not going to fly with this new Supreme Court. That's the other thing that matters. With the 6-3 majority, the last time redistricting came with a vengeance before the Supreme Court, Anthony Kennedy was on it. That was a 5-4 court in favor of hand-wringing. Now we have a 6-3 court in favor of that's not our job. Let's just put bluntly, as I teach con law, we had a 5-4 court that said, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? The partisan redistricting is out of control. And Democrats wanted that for a long time because all their fancy formulas that no one could understand would have elected Democrats. That's not what happened because Donald Trump led the Republicans in the Congress, the Republicans in the Senate, and the Republicans in the state legislatures to massive victories, one-of-a-kind victories because he turned out every Republican in the land. Now, some of them didn't vote for him. A total of 45,000 votes in three states, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia, separate him from re-election. But he won every down-ballot race, almost every race, except Martha McSally in Arizona and Cory Gardner in Colorado. He won everywhere else. It was a big night for Donald Trump. I'll be right back, America and the Republicans. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above.
Welcome back, America. To Hewitt. I need to check markets. The Moderna vaccine gave everyone quite a lift yesterday. And it's also that time of the year where I begin to encourage people to buy gold. And so I want to send you to birchgold.com. I always do it at Christmas. I remind grandparents who can afford it, the best thing to give a grandchild is an American Eagle or a Maple Leaf or a Kruger Ann. They can't spend it, right? It's a great investment. They'll put it away, or their mom and dad or grandma and grandpa will. They'll play with it on Christmas. Then you put it in the safety deposit box and you leave it there. So go to birchgold.com. I think if you can afford it, that's the best present. And you need to look hard at switching over a portion of your 401k or your IRA to Birch Gold Care. Find out how at HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. You can buy gold from Birch Gold, or you can roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k. But Christmas is starting early, and therefore I'm encouraging everyone to please go out and check into Birch Gold. Gold yesterday dropped a little tiny bit to $1,886 an ounce. That's why a Kruger Rand or an American Eagle, my favorite, isn't really possible for many people. But if you are the kind that likes to put money away for a college education for a child, give him a piece of gold as a gift. But take care of your own savings as well. 10 to 25% of your savings should be in precious metals. HughGold.com. Yesterday, the Dow was up 470 points. The NASDAQ was up 94 points. And the S&P was up 41 points, all on the news of Moderna. I mean, because we know by mid-2021, we've underestimated Operation Warp Speed along the way. And what did Jake Tapper say about Operation Warp Speed yesterday? He's talking to Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Gupta, cut number 6.
And we should take a note, as we always have when discussing vaccine and Operation Warp Speed, that this is, you know, putting aside all of the failures of the Trump administration when it comes to the coronavirus, and there are lots. this is an unmitigated success. And we should acknowledge that the Moderna vaccine was done with funds from Operation Warp Speed. And the Pfizer one has funding when it comes to the distribution and manufacture. And I just think it's important that people working so hard, Moncef Slaoui and the others, get credit for this. And President Trump was the one who okayed it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the pace of medical innovation has been forever changed. I mean, 3 months, January 11th is when they got the sequence of this virus. By March 16th, 2 months later, shots were going into arms as part of these clinical trials. I couldn't believe it when I saw that pace. It typically takes, you know, years to really get these vaccines approved. It'll be done within a year. So that is worth celebrating. And now we have some early data to be very optimistic about.
So all of the scientists, everyone behind this, all the way up to President Trump and Vice President Pence, congratulations on this great accomplishment. We're obviously waiting.
Now, there are four metrics that matter. One of them is not rhetoric. Did you have the beds? Did you get the ventilators? Did you develop the therapeutics? Did you get the vaccines? Those are the four metrics that matter. The fifth is distribution. And we have yet to see that, but that's because it's not available for distribution yet. Operation Warp Speed succeeded on all five. They may not like the president's rhetoric. They may not like his boastfulness. But on beds, ventilators, therapeutics, and vaccines, they're four for four. It's an unmitigated success. Jake sounded like Patrick McGoohan in The Prisoner. For those of you who are old enough to remember The Prisoner, he tries to escape the narrative, Orange Man bad, and the bubble catches him. The Beltway bubble zooms up from the bottom and catches him and rolls him over, and he can't get away because he has to qualify it. Operation Warp Speed is an unqualified success. It is the greatest medical-focused effort in history, and Donald Trump led it. And that sticks in the craw of Democrats, even as they win. They just can't stand it. But the markets yesterday were ebullient. Are they going to be so today? I don't know. Overseas, they are not so happy. We don't know what's going to happen today. But California, they're closing the doors and locking the shades. It's going to be a rough 2 months, but help is on the way. My phone number is 1-800-520-1234. What do you think about the redistricting win? What do you think about it? Because, my gosh, in Georgia, you can always call me. Are you all out there working for Perdue and Loeffler? And, by the way, I'll talk to Warnick people, too. You can call and tell me that he's not a radical. I'd love to hear that. 1-800-520-1234, because all I've seen is he is as radical as anyone I've ever seen run for the Senate. Stay tuned.
Have you read my blog today? 300 million little USAs. Your doorstep is just a click away. One of these days. How can you be as nice as me?
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Let me just say thank you to begin with to the hundreds and hundreds of you who heard me tell everyone about the plight of Angel Tree yesterday. Angel Tree is a program of prison fellowship that ministers to children who have mom and or dad in jail. Some of them have two parents in jail. And Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Ministry typically operates on the patios of churches across the United States where they solicit, hey, will you help out a kid and buy a couple of presents for this child and we'll deliver them? And they do it by name and they connect up children of prisoners in your area with the church. You know, it's worked wonderfully for a decade plus. But the church patios are closed or greatly limited. Services are limited. So Angel Tree is an Angel Tree this year unless people give online. And so we have gone into the business of helping Angel Tree. And all you have to do is go to HughHewitt.com and go to the top and you'll see the banner. There are two banners up there. One is Verify the Vote banner for people who want audits across the United States. And by all means, go and sign up if you want audits of states as to like the one in Georgia turning up 2,600 votes that hadn't been counted. If you want that done in 50 states, Verify the Vote petition is for you. Below it is the Angel Tree bar. And I'm talking about Angel Tree right now. $22 takes care of one child. $220 takes care of 10 children. Steelers fans, that means $2,200 takes care of 100 kids. I would like someone to give $22,000 or $220,000 to Angel Tree because they serve hundreds of thousands of children every year. But they can't do it this year unless people go online. Because the churches are closed by order of the state. in California and other places. So that's one of the consequences of lockdowns. Churches not meeting means prisoners' children not getting Christmas. It's one of the uncounted lockdowns. There are millions of consequences from locking down a state like happened in California yesterday. One of them is to wipe out Angel Tree across the Golden State. But not if you get on your horse and get over to HughHewitt.com and click on the Angel Tree banner, or you follow me on Twitter, and I'll make sure you get it on Twitter as well. That's easier for some of you. Just add me to Twitter. Speaking of California, Detective Tom joined us, and the good news is I think he's going to be patrolling the streets of Oakland to enforce a curfew now soon. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, go nuts. Break the curfew. I'll celebrate it. I'll be out there with you.
What is your orders at the division level? What is Gavin doing?
Well, Gavin Newsom is a functional idiot as far as I'm concerned. Look, he just got caught at French Laundry. Go ahead and Google that. That, you know, it's going to cost you, you know, $250 a plate up at the French Laundry up here in 20 minutes away in Napa. And he's out there, and he's having a great big dinner along with his staff, you know, while his kids go to school. Everyone else has got to go ahead and stay home. Gavin Newsom, like the governor of Georgia, as I parlayed to Georgia, is not a profile and courage sort of guy right now.
But didn't I read yesterday?
We're not getting any orders. Look, the patrol guys, are you kidding me? Somebody going to go ahead and write that citation? That's going to end up getting thrown out in court, again, causing more, you know, unrest and unhappiness. Oh, look, we're going to go to your house on Thanksgiving because someone dropped a dime on the Hewitt residence and said, hey, look, I think they've got more than six people in their house, or they ended a sentence in a preposition. So
you're not going to do that? You're not going to run off and knock on doors and break up, four family gatherings?
I will come to your house for it because you've been unreasonable lately in some of your...
Tom?
This election so far. Go ahead.
You faded out there, and I wanted to hear why I was unreasonable. People will think I dumped you. I didn't. It's just your malfunctioning Oakland Police Department or wherever you are, Marin County Police Department. You faded out. Why have I been unreasonable?
I just think that you're missing the most important quotient of what's going on inside the country right now, and that is that there is a loss of faith and trust in our electoral process right now. And I'm not going to single out Georgia for the recount in Fulton County or the Georgia governor or the Secretary of State. I'm more concerned with the other things that took place. And, if you guys can't go ahead and fix that in Georgia with these two senatorial elections coming up, you can't go ahead and fix this, then it doesn't matter how many people you get to go ahead and turn out the vote in Georgia or how many people you get registered or how much money you're going to get. It's like we're running the same damn play, all right, that they've got figured out. You know, it's not going to work. If they are inside the voting, they are inside the voting ballot booth and counting the damn vote, it doesn't matter.
I don't think that happened. I do believe I don't believe that. I don't believe Dominion.
I know you're not a cop, and I know you're not trained to go ahead and think like that, but you can't go ahead and take all of this empirical data and all of these sworn depositions or affidavits of closing the count in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and in Wisconsin all at the same time to go ahead and figure out how many votes they needed to go ahead and flip. And not come up with anything other than there's something going on here. There's strings all over the place that need to be pulled on this. Look, he may have won. Biden may have won legitimately, but I don't believe it right now.
Let me get my say, and I'll go back to you. I don't believe any of that stuff about Dominion. I do believe that we need to look very hard at what happened in Georgia with the water pipe breaking. I'd like to see pictures of the water pipe breaking. You know, there's stuff that makes me, I'd love to see stuff like that. But I wrote a book on Democratic corruption. I know what they do. I wrote the book in 2004.
So why do we continue to go ahead and put up with it if they've gotten so good as one of my co-detectives pointed out, he says they've just gotten better at laundering the proceeds of their illegality.
Okay, you, Tom, let me ask you. This is the counter detective. We won every state legislature and flipped two more. We won we're either 210 to 215 seats in the House. We added one governorship. If the blue wave worked, if they had the control of the vote, they won the one thing that works the least to control the most jobs. They didn't win the House.
Pay attention to the dog that's not barking here. If the Republicans did all of these things, which they did, and they've got 72 million voters, you're telling me Donald Trump didn't win this?
He didn't win this.
Okay.
They got record turnout. Donald Trump got record turnout, which delivered wins to every part of the Republican Party except himself, because he's an extremely divisive and energizing figure. I voted for him. You voted for him. Not everybody, but 80% of the people listening voted for him. But he also turned out the other side, and a lot of the people on the other side just went in and voted against him and then either voted Republican because they don't want to be socialists and they like the United States.
I can go ahead and accept that premise, but I can't accept all of these irregularities and all of these people that are coming up with sworn affidavits so far that have to go ahead and be looked into. And if you extrapolate that into the two senatorial races in Georgia, you have to go ahead and conclude that if this isn't properly watched, you're going to finally go ahead and exhibit some righteous indignation.
Oh, if Raphael Warnock wins, I will agree. Yeah. He's not mainstream. He would lose in 50 states. He is a radical's radical. And so I don't even think Democrats will vote for him.
Well,
and so
they're not going to split the vote. Either the Republicans are going to win the vote or the Democrats are going to win the vote.
That's true. So Warnock should drag down Ossoff. Warnock should drag. But the biggest problem with your argument, Tom, listen to this, is that you have to explain to me why, if they were going to fix the election, they fixed the election just to win the presidency by 45,000 votes and lose every other major race that leaves the Republicans in control of the country. Because if they want their agenda, they want their agenda. They're not going to get their agenda. They're not.
They're not good enough to go ahead and fix the race nationally. By your own admonition, when you and I had a phone conversation the day after the election, I said, how the heck are they dumping 132,000 votes in the middle of the night when they said they stopped counting in Wayne County, Michigan? And you said, Tom, they're going to go ahead and keep counting.
Well, that's what they did in Washington State 4 years ago. And I believe, look, I wrote the book on machines. I know about the Detroit machine. I know about the Philadelphia machine. And there are steps that the legislatures there have never taken to clean them up. But those machines can't win if Republicans turn out. Donald Trump lost because he turned out a whole bunch of Republicans who voted for Joe Biden and then Republicans down ticket. That's the only analysis that makes sense.
If you don't fix these areas, especially with this nightmare of mail-in ballot, we aren't going to win any more elections. And Georgia will go ahead and flip blue, and those two senators are going to go to Chuck Schumer, and then that is God Save the Republic time. So,
well, you're right.
I don't know.
If Georgia votes those two people in, it is God Save the Republic time because they get – they will change the filibuster. Doesn't matter what Joe Manchin says, because Chuck will still have 50 votes to change the filibuster with the vice president. And it will be a nightmare. Stuff will happen that will be a nightmare.
Where's
so you're right
the governor
about that.
Right now? How come I'm not seeing the governor in Georgia out there in all his glory supporting the Senator Loeffler, who he went ahead and appointed to go ahead and run?
I don't know. Look, you're asking a good question there. I do not know where Brian Kemp is. I can't believe the Georgia Secretary of State is out there. I think the Georgia Secretary of State is the Peter Principle at work. I've known Lindsey Graham for 20 years. Lindsey Graham is a savvy, funny, smart lawyer. He would not call up the Georgia Secretary of State, who he has never probably spoken to before, and urge him to throw out ballots. That's a completely stupid narrative. And the Georgia Secretary of State said, he might have meant that. You know, it's just a complete, he's a bozo and he's overwhelmed. Haven't you ever seen someone be overwhelmed by an office before?
Yes, I've seen this. Then let him go ahead and resign. Call in the state legislature and go ahead and take control of this thing. It's in Republican hands.
They can if they have an. They can do that. They can't.
They have a particular fortitude or not?
I don't know. I don't know Georgia politics. I do. I was not impressed by this guy yesterday. It was the press conference of an overwhelmed individual who doesn't know what he's doing. And lashing out at people who I know personally. And I don't know what it's like in Georgia. I've been to the varsity once. I've been to Georgia, a half dozen times. I got a great affiliate there. But
pay attention to the damn votes and who's, and the signatures and stuff like this. It's get control of this or it is over. I'm serious.
Well, I think we got to go to in-person voting everywhere early and get rid of mail-in ballots. That's Hugh Hewitt's.
Is that going to happen in Georgia by January 5th?
They're going to have early voting, and we're going to get everybody to go vote early so they don't disappear. And I believe you'll see more.
And we had 72 million people go to the ballots and show up early, and the next thing you know, they're stopping the count. In those three states. So,
all right, Tom, call back, follow this. I just don't buy it, but I'm glad you called. I got to talk about relieffactor.com. Thank you, Tom. David Drucker is next, America. Stay tuned to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. That music means David Drucker, the Washington Examiner, joins me. David, the story of the morning that I've been covering is redistricting ahead. Democrats had hoped to seize control of state legislative bodies across the United States. They did not succeed in even one place. And their Arizona hopes, their North Carolina hopes, their Montana hopes, their Minnesota hopes, all of them dashed because of the turnout Donald Trump drove. Have you heard from Democrats about why they think Biden had no tails? In fact, he had reverse tails.
Yeah, look, I think they're still trying to figure out what happened in the election in that regard. And they're trying to make sense of the fact that Joe Biden did well, and he did very well in the suburbs, which was Donald Trump's Achilles heel and the party's Achilles heel in the last two elections. But President Trump gained with non-white voters, and the turnout that he juiced in Republican-leaning areas really helped the party hang on down ballot, and that includes state legislative races. And it made me think, Hugh, about the good timing Republicans have had over the past decade or so. They get blown out in 2006 and 2008, and then make historic gains in 2010, which helped them run redistricting. And they get blown out to a degree, definitely on the House side, a little bit more complicated in the Senate in 2018, but then come back in 2020, just in time for redistricting to hold the line.
And I'm looking at the map. Unusually, the best reporting I've seen on this comes from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. They actually produced a map showing where GOP controls the state house and the state Senate, where the Democrats hold the state house and the state Senate, where there is a split house and Senate. That's only Minnesota. The Dems have Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Illinois, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, about 14 states. The Republicans have the rest. And, redistricting is complicated, right? Sometimes governors are involved, sometimes commissioners are involved. But their final count is 181 seats are totally in the control. Congressional seats are totally in the control of Republicans. 181 seat. That's massive, David Drucker.
Yeah, no, look, this is a really important advantage for Republicans heading into the next election, especially given the gains they made in the House. Right. So, you can imagine a scenario where House Republicans don't even necessarily need a midterm rebuke of President Joe Biden. All they need is to win seats on the natural based on redistricting that they should win anyway, even if voters are satisfied with Joe Biden and don't really feel like punishing Democrats. I mean, that's the kind of position Republicans might find themselves in terms of the race for the House 2 years from now.
And in the Senate, the map is not very favorable to Republicans because they've got retirements in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Toomey would have been a strong candidate for re-election in Pennsylvania. Burr, not so much in North Carolina. But there has only been one off-year election for a new president in which that new president wasn't roundly rebuked, and that's 2002, which is a unique year because it followed 9/11 in 2001. That was a very unique year. So I think Biden-Harris will get clobbered, as history demonstrates. First-term presidents always do get clobbered. And Reagan got clobbered in 82. I mean, they just get clobbered. Nevertheless, I go back to the phenomenon, which is Donald Trump juiced turnout. But a lot of that turnout split their ticket. Well, not a lot. He lost by 45,000 total votes in Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia, which would have thrown it to the House, which would have meant he was president. It's the closest race of my lifetime, David. Has that sunk into people yet?
Look, I think a lot of people are parsing through the data. I think it was a really interesting race because I think it would have been easy had Democrats swept, like some of the initial polling, most of the initial polling suggested, to say that President Trump was roundly rebuked and the party along with him. And here you have President Trump losing, but Republicans down ballot doing extremely well. And in particular, again, the Achilles heel for the president and the party were suburban voters who are right of center and inclined to vote for Republicans, especially in a presidential contest, but just were exhausted and unhappy with the president's leadership.
Let me ask you the key question. The key question, David, it looks like redistrict, David Wasserman has the Republicans with between 212 and 215 House seats. I don't know if it's going to be 210 to 215. Can Nancy Pelosi be toppled? I mean, what about having Whip Clyburn as the first African-American speaker? Can she be toppled?
Yeah, look, I was talking to Duane about this before I came on the air. In 1998, Speaker Newt Gingrich promises Republicans that Clinton is damaged, Bill Clinton is damaged post-impeachment, and all of the scandal, and Republicans are going to gain seats in the midterm elections, the Clinton second midterm. And Democrats ended up gaining a measly five House seats, and Newt Gingrich was forced to resign by Republicans. And here, so far, it doesn't look like anybody's interested in taking on Pelosi. Now, maybe it's because she had promised she was only going to serve two terms, and this is going to be her final term. And so they're just content to let her ride it out. But it'll be curious to see her get the votes. There are a number of Democrats still left among the centrists that have had issues with her and promised their districts that, they'd never vote for her for speaker. So this is a huge question.
I really do believe if they found a good Midwestern Republican, a good Midwestern Democrat, the Republicans would go along just to get the House functioning again. I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen. I love running against Nancy Pelosi. David Drucker, The Washington Examiner, thank you. I'll be right back, America. Hour number two of the Hugh Hewitt Show coming up. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.